Welcome everyone, your host Jeff Austria. Welcome to Styles of Consciousness. Today's episode is going to be on examine and re-evaluate your beliefs and the power of deep desire. This is from the book of Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Waltz. And I have some notes from Jim Rohn to help support this information. Okay, so let's get started. I'll be reading from this, a paragraph or two for you. So I'm helping you, in the process, helping myself. One of the reasons that the power of rational thinking goes unrecognized is that it is so seldom used. Trace down the belief about yourself or the belief about the world or other people, which is behind your negative behavior. Does something always happen to cause you to miss out just when success seems within your grasp? Perhaps you secretly feel unworthy of success or that you do not deserve it. Are you ill at ease around other people? Perhaps you believe you are inferior to them or that other people per se are hostile and unfriendly. Do you become anxious and fearful for no good reason in a situation that is relatively safe? Perhaps you believe that the world you live in is a hostile, unfriendly, dangerous place, or you deserve punishment. Remember that both behavior and feeling spring from belief. To root out the belief that is responsible for your feeling and behavior, ask yourself why. Is there some task that you would like to do, some channel in which you would like to express yourself, but you hang back feeling that I can't? Ask yourself why. Why do I believe that I can't? Then ask yourself, is this belief based on actual fact or an assumption or false conclusion? Then ask yourself these questions. Is there any rational reason for such a belief? Could it be that I'm mistaken in this belief? Would I come to the same conclusion about some other person in a similar situation? Why should I continue to act and feel as if this were true if there is no good reason to believe it? Just don't pass these questions by casually. Wrestle with them. Think hard on them. Get emotional about them. Can you see that you have cheated yourself and sold yourself short? Not because of a fact, but only because of some stupid belief. If so, try to arouse some indignation or even anger. We'll come back to that. Here's what Jim Rohn has to say. Jim Rohn wrote about life architecture, and he says there are five elements to this. What's your life's philosophy, your attitude, activity, results, and lifestyle? Let's dive into activity, actually attitude rather, which we talked about your attitude in this paragraph here we just read. Attitude, he says, investing in your future, in your work, relationship, friends, family, loved ones, education. He also says that there are three areas on the attitude. How you feel about the past, the present, the future. Are you living in the past? Are you using the past as an excuse that you can't do this, you can't do that? The past, it should be a school, an educational learning experience. You use the experience to move you into the future, to learn from it. You don't hang on to the past, okay? He also says that how you feel about each other. How do you feel about the city, the community you live in, the village, and even the country and the world in overall? It takes a collective effort to generate ideas for success and participation. It takes one another. We have to help one another. You can't succeed by yourself. You have to help others along the way. He also says, how do you feel about yourself, your self-esteem? I spoke about this in my last video, my last podcast. How do you feel about yourself? That's very important. Let's continue with the indignation of this belief that you have, what you can do about it. Indignation and anger can sometimes act as liberators from false ideas. So when you get mad at it, you get frustrated, angry. Why am I feeling this way? Why is it that the belief is coming in? Why do I have to say all these stupid things about myself? Put myself down. Why do you have to do that? Alfred Adler got mad at himself and at his teacher and was enabled to throw off a negative definition of himself. This experience is not uncommon. For example, an old farmer said he quit tobacco for good one day when he discovered he had left his tobacco home and started to walk the 2 miles for it. Can you believe that? On the way, he saw that he was being used, abused by a habit. It becomes a habit. That pattern, that feeling, that emotions, that belief becomes a habit after a while. And that's sad. You got mad. Well, actually, he got mad and turned around, went back to the field and never smoked again. And an example, Clarence Darrow, the famous attorney, said his success started the day that he got mad when he attempted to secure a mortgage to buy a house. Just as the transaction was about to be completed, the lender's wife spoke up and said, "Don't be a fool. He will never make enough money to pay it off." Darrow himself had serious doubts about the same thing. But something happened when he heard her remark. He became indignant, both at the woman and at himself, and determined he would be a success. Another example, a businessman friend of Mr. Maxwell had a very similar experience. A failure at 40 years old, he continually worried about how things would come out, about his own inadequacies, and whether or not he would be able to complete each business venture. Actually fearful and anxious, he was attempting to purchase some machinery on credit. When the seller's wife objected, she did not believe he would ever be able to pay for the machinery. At first, his hopes were dashed, but then he became indignant. Who was he to be pushed around like that? Who was he to shock through the world, continually fearful of failure? The experience awakened something within him, some new self, a new life. And at once, he saw that this woman's remark, as well as his own opinion of himself, was an affront of this something. He had no money, no credit, and no way to accomplish what he wanted. But he found a way. Within 3 years, he was more successful than he had ever dreamed of being. Not in one business, but in three or more. The other side of this story is the power of deep desire. Rational thought to be effective in changing belief and behavior must be accompanied with deep feeling and desire. You have to feel the emotions. You have to feel the feelings after the thought. You have to become that person. Become whatever you want to become. You have to feel it. It comes with emotions and feelings. So you have to picture yourself. Picture to yourself what you would like to be and have. And assume for the moment that such things might be possible. Not only possible, that it's there. It's coming. You can bring the future into the present by your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and all your energies. When you come into alignment, in coherence with those, with your reality, arouse a deep desire for these things. Become enthusiastic about them. Dwell on them and keep going over and over them in your mind. Mental rehearsal. We spoke about this in our last podcast. Mental rehearse what you want to do, what you want to be in life. Your present negative beliefs were formed by thoughts plus feelings. Got that? Thought, electrical thought, into the quantum field. Feelings and emotions and all your energies in alignment and in coherence. Generate enough emotion or deep feeling and your new thoughts and ideas will cancel them out. All these negative feelings and emotions. If you will analyze this, you will see that you are using a process you have often used before. Worry. Why worry? The only difference is you change your goals from negative to positive. When you worry, you first of all picture some undesirable future outcome or goal very vividly in your imagination. Change it around to positive imagination. Actually, use no effort or willpower to do this. But you keep dwelling on the end result. You keep thinking about it, dwelling on it, picturing it to yourself as a possibility. You play with the idea that it might happen. Knock on wood. Cross fingers. This constant repetition and thinking in terms of possibilities makes the end result appear more and more real to you. After time, appropriate emotions are automatically generated. Fear, anxiety, discouragement, all these are appropriate to the undesirable end result you are worrying about. So when you think of lack, all you get is lack. I don't have money. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's all you're going to get. Change it around. Constantly picturing to yourself and dwelling on a desirable end result will also make possibility seem more real. And again, appropriate emotions of the enthusiasm, cheerfulness, encouragement, and happiness will automatically be generated. In forming good emotional habits, in breaking bad ones, said Dr. Knight Dunlap, we have to deal primarily with thought and thought habits. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the thought and then the feelings and emotions, that's the heart, magnetic, it radiates, it pulls. Thought radiates electrical into the quantum field, emotions and feelings, magnetic, pulls that into you. So negative thought, negative comes in. Positive thought, positive comes in. Hey, thank you for listening to Cells of Consciousness. Your host, Jeff Oshry. See you next time. Peace out. Thank you, guys. Wow, interesting.